you forgive. Colossians 3:13 repeats the same thing, forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, forgive it. Just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. And by the way, Paul wrote both Colossians and Philippians from a jail where he was unjustly and hatefully imprisoned. He was practicing the very virtue that he was calling on believers to enact. So, the first reason to forgive is because you're never more like God than when you forgive. We'll come back to that point at a later point, and you will see how incongruous it is to accept consistent, constant forgiveness from God and withhold it from other people. But let me give you a second reason for forgiveness. First of all, you're never more like God than when you forgive. And number two, it is not murder only which is forbidden by the sixth commandment. It is not murder only which is forbidden by the sixth commandment. The sixth commandment says, do not murder, right? Back in Exodus chapter 20. Is that all it means, don't murder? Or does it mean something more than that? Let's go back again to the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. There are two verses here that I want you to look at, verses 21 and 22. Now, in this particular section of this sermon, our Lord is attacking the limited, superficial interpretation of His commands that had developed in Judaism. And that's what He is referring to here. You have heard that the ancients were told. In other words, you've been taught a certain thing by ancient rabbis, the rabbis and scribes of old. You have heard what they have taught. You see the same thing sequentially. Verse 27, you have heard that it was said about adultery. Verse 31, it was said, and so-and-so, about divorce. Verse 33, you have heard that the ancients were told about vows. You have heard, verse 38, about this matter of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Or verse 43, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Now, this is what you have heard. You have been taught certain things.